We also sometimes see that the certificate of conference gets left off of motions. That's, you know, everybody knows to include those, but sometimes it just gets lost in the shuffle. If the motion is agreed, it's really nice if you put that in the title. It's a time saver. We can go through it, and we look through it, and we know there shouldn't be any issues with it. Once you get to the hearing, one of the biggest things is just to remember to be cordial with the opposing parties. If everybody's familiar with the SOAR rule on conduct and decorum, it's rule 155.431. Contested cases, as the name implies, are contested, and sometimes emotions get the better of us, especially if we are dealing with pro se litigants that are having, it's a very personal case tied to their occupational license, their driver's license. And so just remember that when you're in the hearing and remain professional. We expect you to strongly advocate for your clients, but take other people's emotions into context. And also, when you're dealing with pro se litigants, if you will refer them to our guidance on pro se litigants that's on our website, that's also a really helpful tool for them. It can prepare them for the hearing. When you're in the hearing, sometimes there can be over-exaggeration or dramatization of the proceeding. There is not a jury panel at SOA. The only audience is the ALJs, and those actions will not sway the decision. Frequently, that type of behavior can lead to unprofessionalism or, even worse yet, behavior that conflicts with the Texas lawyer's creed. So avoid that at all costs. One of the biggest things is to avoid surprises. When you're in the hearing, surprises are not fun. If you expect there's going to be an interpreter maybe needed, let us know in a motion before the hearing so that we can prepare and have that lined up. If you expect the hearing to go past the day or days that it is currently set for, let us know. We may need to reserve rooms. It may conflict with another hearing schedule that we have. And if it's going to go over one day, you know, SOA's rules maintain that the referring agency will provide a court reporter if a proceeding goes past one day. So if you expect you're scheduled for a day, it may go to two. Prepare accordingly. If the case settles close to the hearing, please file a motion and let us know, especially if the ALJ is traveling. This way we can cancel travel plans and make sure that everything's wrapped up. If it's so close to the hearing, that filing a motion may not be, it may not reach us close enough, you can call docketing or reach out to our administrative assistants, which their information should probably be in a prior order. Timely file phone, telephonic hearing requests and include the telephone number. We need to be able to know how to reach you. And also remember that settlement is not off the table once the case is referred to SOA. We have a great alternative dispute resolution team, and if you feel that mediation would be helpful to resolve one or even all of the contested issues in your case, let us know and we can have somebody come down and talk to you before the pre-hearing or the hearing to see if mediation would be a good way to go. The final topic that I'll talk about is exhibits. The big thing to remember is to have the exhibits pre-marked, bait-stamped, organized, ready to go, and enough copies for all the parties and the ALJs. This is a big time saver. We expect the parties to come prepared to accurately defend their exhibits against objections and to also be able to raise specific objections and be able to support those. If the other parties are agreeable, a good time-saving trick is to offer all the exhibits at once at the beginning of the hearing, subject to exceptions. This can save a lot of time. When you're going through the exhibits with your witnesses, it takes a lot of time if the witness is just reading large swatches of text. If you could just highlight the text that we need to look at and then just ask a direct question, that saves a lot of time. Sometimes when preparing exhibits, I used to get into the mindset of more is better, but it's not helpful to bury the evidence, so sometimes when you're prepping for exhibits, less is more. In some cases, it's going to be unavoidable that you will have a lot of exhibits, and some of them will be voluminous. To assist both the parties and the ALJ in navigating those exhibits, you can highlight the relevant information, only offer specific pages of a full document, or bring a flash drive with the electronic version so that we can go quickly follow through in real time with the witness through the hearing. Additionally, when you're dealing with confidential documents, it's important to be familiar with SOA's rule on the confidential, the different categories, and how to file those documents with SOA. But be aware that designating a document as confidential at SOA does not make it confidential by law and does not protect it from disclosure under a Public Information Act request. Also, when you're in a hearing that is not confidential in and of itself, but you have a confidential document that you would like to use during cross, it would be helpful to try to work with the other parties to ask questions that would not produce confidential responses. Otherwise, we have to close the hearing and seal the transcript. What that does is it adds time. It can add cost for having to designate one transcript and public and one the other, and it reduces transparency in the cases. So if you could get creative with working on how you ask questions, what confidential documents you're going to ask about, see if they can be de-designated, that's always some good tips that you can use to reduce having to close that public hearing. So with that, I will pass it off to Judge Qualtrough.